The increase will require additional funding, says Ms. Amos, who is also the Under Secretary General of OCHA, the UN Humanitarian Office.
We need $13 billion if we're to help 73 million people this year. That's an extra $8.6 billion to raise by the end of the year. I have no idea how to do it. We are asking donors to make other resources available so that we can bridge this funding gap.
Ms. Amos explained why the numbers have risen so quickly.
The increase is largely due to the exploding crisis in Syria and the neighboring region, but also because situations have worsened in other countries like the Central African Republic and Mali.
In addition, she says, donor countries are dealing with their own monetary difficulties in responding to the economic crisis of recent years. But despite that, many have been able to support the humanitarian appeal.
Halfway through the year, I'm very pleased to note that donors have generously provided $5.1 billion so far for humanitarian organizations to deliver critical aid to people in 24 countries.
Olivier Longue, Executive Director of Action Against Hunger Spain, says raising money for conflicts like Syria is not easy because of the political nature of the crisis.
Syria doesn't meet the criteria of a crisis such as Haiti or tsunami, where natural disasters do create a wave of solidarity. In the case of Syria, public opinion do see this conflict as so complicated but so political that they do not feel that their generosity is useful.
Valerie Amos says her organization is trying very hard to see that the needs of Syria do not suck all of the money away, in her words, from other crises, Central African Republic, for example.
Forgotten emergencies, yes, there are a number of them. Last week I visited the Central African Republic. It is a country which is very much forgotten, where we had a coup in March. The level of fear that continues to exist in local communities is palpable. It's a situation where many people fled their villages and went back into the bush. And even the town that we visited, about 400 kilometers outside Bangui, only about 50% of the people had returned.
Despite ongoing crises, says Ms. Amos, UN agencies and partners continue to deliver assistance to people in need. Jerry Adams, United Nations.